Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Network, D Slate. This is the Late Day Show with D Slate. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us and tuning in with us tonight. Really appreciate it once again on this, well, not tonight, but in this lovely afternoon. As you can see, I'm a little twisted. I probably should have gotten a little bit more rest. I'm a little bit twisted as far as what part of the day we are in. But as always, I do know that you are listening to the DL Radio Network, the Late Day Show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in on this lovely Friday, TGIF, once again, March 24th. We're getting into the last of March, going into April, all that lovely spring weather all over the U.S. Some people are enjoying it a lot more than others. I'm definitely enjoying it here in Arizona. So, you know, the spring weather is fantastic. And, of course, when the summertime comes, we're really not going to enjoy that as much. But it is what it is. And today, we got a special guest that's going to be joining us in about 30 minutes. Really big special guest is going to be joining us on the Late Day Show today. Three words synonymous with this actress and others who joined her in the original Power Rangers series, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. She was known as the graceful Pink Ranger. The lovely Miss Amy Jo Johnson is going to be joining us today on the Late Day Show. Can't wait. Love the show. Used to watch it all the time, and definitely big fan, and really going to be enjoyable to get an opportunity to talk with her. She's a resident of Canada now and a part of a big Canadian series over there called Flashpoint. So, you know, we'll get an opportunity to speak with her about that, as well as her thoughts on the new big screen adaptation of the Power Rangers. You know, there's some new kids on the block, and, you know, they're representing the Power Ranger family. So, you know, it'll be great to hear what she thinks about that. Of course, we're going to be playing all your favorite hits, all your favorite music. So definitely don't go nowhere. Got plenty, plenty more for you right here on the Late Day Show with D Slate. Yes, indeed, got your hits, Alicia Carr, Shawn Mendes, Rihanna, Ariana Grande, Adele, Jeremiah, BJ, the Chicago Kids, so much more, so much more. So you don't go nowhere. We'll see you in a little bit. The Hour Radio Network, the Late Day Show. Let's go.
Fine table space to stay. Your social grace is bow your head. They're pious here, but you and I, we're pioneers. We make our own rules, our own room. No bias here. Let them sell what they are selling. There, no bias here. So gather all the rebels now. We'll rebel rouse and sing aloud. We don't care what they say. No way, no way. And we will leave the empty chairs to those who say we can't sit there. We'll find all by ourselves. So
just say you're honest with me. my pride, it's all I got. I'm saying, baby, please have mercy on me. Take it easy on my heart, even though you don't mean to hurt me. You keep tearing me apart. Would you please have mercy on me? I'm a puppet on your string, and even though you got good intentions, I need you to set me free. Would you please have mercy, mercy on my heart? Would you please have mercy, mercy on my heart? Needle in the thread, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the thread, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the thread, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the thread, gonna wind up dead. Treat you better than he can, 'cause I know I can treat you better than he can.
been here all night.
Ariana.
I've been here all day.
Nicki Minaj.
And boy, you got me walking side to side. I'm talking to you.
All these bitches close with my mini me. I be smoking, so they call me Young Nicki Chimney. Rappers and they feelin' cause they feelin' me. I give zero fucks and I got zero chillin' me. Kissin' me, cop the blue box that say Tiffany. Curry with the shot, just tell them to call me Stephanie. Gun pop, can I make my gun pop? I'm the queen of rap, young Ariana Run Pop.
Friends keep talking way too much. Say I should give them up. Can't hear them no, cause
DL Radio Network, D Slate. This is the Late Day Show with D Slate, playing all the hits. Ariana Grande featuring Nicki Minaj with Side to Side. Before that was Rihanna with one of my favorite singles by her, Love on the Brain. Right now, we're playing your hits in a little bit, in a few minutes, in about 10 minutes to the hour. We will be talking with the lovely and talented Miss Amy Jo Johnson from the hit TV series Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, as well as the hit Canadian series Flashpoint. We'll get an opportunity to talk to her. It's going to be a great pleasure. Definitely can't wait to do that. And Tuesday, this coming Tuesday on the Tuesday Spot radio show, we will also be talking with Mr. Walter Jones, a.k.a. the original Black Ranger from the TV series Mighty Morphin Power Rangers as well. So, got some great shows coming up on the DL Radio Network, so make sure you guys keep it locked, keep listening. Still got some hits for you guys. Got more hits. Just want to say congratulations to one of my favorite actors, David Boreanaz, from the hit show Bones. You know, they're wrapping up that that series, 12 seasons, which is a great run. David Boreanaz has been tapped to play the lead role in CBS's new series drama, Navy SEAL. So it's going to be great to see him back in action again. You know, you go from one great series to a new show, and hopefully it has much success as Bones did. But big shout out to David Boreanaz for doing that. Hopefully it's going to be a great series. Definitely can't wait to watch it. Got more music for you when we come back. Hopefully we will be talking with the lovely Miss Amy Jo Johnson.
I will leave my heart at the door. I won't say a word. They've all been said before, you know. So why don't we just play pretend, like we're not scared of what is coming next, or scared of having nothing left. Look, don't get me wrong, I know there is up tomorrow. All I ask is if this is my last night with you, hold me like I'm more than just a breath. Give me a memory, I tell you. Take me back. This is my last night with you.
I cause I can't spend the rest of my life chasing you around. I want to get much closer. You need to tell me how, baby.
Something cold, baby, cheers to do. Sometimes you gotta stay in. stay in it. Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. And you know that you wanna stay. Close the blinds, let's pretend that the time has changed. Keep our clothes on the floor, open up champagne. Let's continue tonight, come on, celebrate.
That's how we do.
Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my.
Gentlemen, it is our pleasure to introduce our lovely, lovely guests for today. Amy Jo Johnson is a multifaceted artist with over 20 years experience in the entertainment industry. Through the love and support of her overly generous fan base, and we are fans as well, she's been able to express her creative dreams through filmmaking. As one of the original cast members of one of the hit TV series, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, she became a household item overnight. And now living in Canada and a part of the Canadian award-winning Canadian series Flashpoint, she's inspired to become such an influential artist in such a positive way. And this to her is what art and life is all about. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our pleasure to introduce the lovely and the talented Miss Amy Jo Johnson.
Oh, thank you. No, hi, guys.
Well, you are welcome. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just driving. I might have to pull over right now to chat with you so I don't get in a car accident. Why don't I do that?
Oh, no.
Why don't I pull over?
Yeah, we definitely don't want you to do that. So how's Canada? How are you loving it over there in Canada?
Oh, my God. I love it here. I moved up to Montreal about 10 years ago, and then when I got Flashpoint, my whole life sort of transitioned to Toronto, and I really love it here, especially becoming a filmmaker. I find it an incredibly nurturing city for filmmaking.
Absolutely.
For emerging
now,
filmmakers.
Oh, absolutely. Now, for the fans who probably aren't able to watch Flashpoint and don't know too much about it, tell us about the series and what it's all about and your character.
So Flashpoint was a Canadian series that was actually on CBS for a long time, and then, I forget which network it was that it aired on, but it was a cop show. I played a Jules, a sniper. I was the only woman on the show, which was, kind of fun. And we were part of the SRU, which was actually the ETF in Toronto, which is it's been years now. What were we? We were the task force. We were the task force. Yeah. It was fun.
Well, it definitely sounds like a great series. Hopefully, I'll get an opportunity to see it.
It was on Netflix for a while. Enrico Colantoni, who was got on Just Shoot Me, and Veronica Mars was on it. It was actually a great little cop show. I was very proud of it.
Well, it's definitely a pleasure to have you on because, of course, we're all big Power Ranger fans, and I definitely watched you guys, on that series, and it was really a great series. And I think what kind of drew me as well as others, to the series is because it reminded me so much of a couple of TV shows I watched growing up. Ultraman, Space Giants, those different series. So it kind of reminded me of those. So it was refreshing to see it on television and something like that again on television. And it was such a positive influence. And, just the things that you guys did with that show was fantastic. So, it was really great to watch. And it kind of definitely brought me back to my childhood when I was watching it. And I just think that, you guys and for it to go on for so long and now it's still going on with several different television series. I think you guys started something really great.
Well, have you seen the new movie? I just saw it on Thursday. Have you seen it?
I haven't got a chance to see it. I'm going to go see it today. What did you think of it?
Oh, good. Well, it just came out. I loved it. The music's great. The acting, I think, is really good. I think they did a really good job of sort of having the combination of more of a grounded film, but yet still having the campiness and the fun aspect to it. I loved all the different characters. It's a different movie, but it's a really good one. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I absolutely loved it.
Now you guys also did a feature film as well. I mean, what was that like as a difference between the television series that you guys did?
So are you talking about The Space Between, which is my debut feature film as a writer and director, which is coming out this summer, which I'm very excited about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know what? Transitioning into filmmaking from acting, I love it. I love it more than acting. I found myself a bit of an insecure actor, I think. I think it sort of comes with the territory of having to worry about your appearance and all kinds of other things. I've done three short films, and this is my first feature, and just my first experience in directing and writing, even that first short, I just sort of knew I found something that I just absolutely love doing. So this is what I want to do from now on. I'm working on my second feature right now as well. But website for The Space Between is thespacebetweenfeaturefilm.com, and on there is tons of pictures and videos and then all the different screenings that we're going to start doing. I'm doing a whole Comic-Con tour through the U.S. I don't know if I'm going to Arizona yet.
It would be nice to have you here. I know We've had Karen Ashley and Nakia Burris on our show, and said they talked so many great things about you and the rest of the cast, and they talked about how much they loved being on the show. And I got an opportunity to meet Karen and Walter because they came here for the comic book convention, so I got a great opportunity to meet them.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you know what? My producing partner, Jessica Adams, her parents live in Arizona. So when we're doing our tour this summer, because we're bringing the Space Between on tour across the U.S., we'll have to come to Arizona.
Absolutely.
Screen the movie. Screen the movie there.
Yeah, we would like that. Yeah, we would definitely like that. I would definitely like that. Now, Now, as far as the original series, how did you land that? How did you get that role?
The Power Rangers, I auditioned for it.
Yeah.
I just got to Los Angeles, and I was taking a lot of classes, and the teacher of the class I was taking, Katie Wallens, she was also a casting director. And so it was my first audition I've actually really ever had. And I landed the role, and it was my first job. It was non-union. At the time, it was called Dino Rangers, and I really had no idea what I was signing up for, but we shot for a year, and then the following year it aired, and it sort of went crazy and wild, and I had no idea that was happening. It was a little
nice. Yes, that's what I was going to ask you. I'm pretty sure, and I know Nakia and Karen said the same thing, that they just never expected to be this sensation that it is now, and having so many fans and such a big fan base, and I think it's incredible, for it to go from, where it is, where it was back then to where it is now. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a little nuts to me that the whole thing has such longevity. I'm not exactly sure what it is about it. I don't know. But it's interesting and pretty cool to be part of that sort of legacy.
Now, I know you guys get an opportunity to tour and go to comic book conventions all over, not just in the U.S. but also overseas. No.
I've I'm only done 5 conventions. I'm gonna do a few more this year, just because I'm focusing really on screening my film and going and meeting people who helped us raise the film, money for the film. But I'm really busy. I've always been busy sort of acting and filmmaking and doing that. But I haven't had the time, and I have a daughter. I haven't had the time to really to do a bunch of them overseas. Although we're focusing with the Space Between on going to Brazil and to Mexico, because I know that there's a lot of Power Ranger fans there, and I really want to share my film with them there as well.
Well, I think that's great. I think that because I know a lot of the actors and actresses who have written films and are directing and doing their directorial debut are talking about, just how a difference it is and how much more creative it is for you and how fantastic. And it's always great to see you guys get an opportunity to explore your creative side and look at film from a different perspective. So I'm happy for you. Definitely congratulations.
Thank you. I really love it. I just love writing, and I love being on set. And I think of it as like being in a big sandbox, and you're playing with a bunch of children. And just creating and making a movie is really, really fun. I really enjoy it. It's my passion.
Well,
I'm trying to say something. And, the space between – sorry. I really love to, like, the movie I made, The Space Between. I like to take heavy issues that we deal with in life and then find the levity within the issues and find the humor. And so the space between it is a heartfelt comedy. So, yeah, it deals with some heavy stuff like infertility and even suicide and divorce. But the movie is quite funny. And there's lots of room for laughs in there. And that's how we have to get through the hard times, is to figure out how to laugh our way through. So that's what I like to offer.
Well, I think that's one of the best things to do, to be able to create something and to produce something and create something that people can relate to. I think when you create something that's relatable, I think that that makes it a lot more special, and it makes it a lot more rewarding when people can say, you know, thank you for creating this.
Yeah, and you know, in simple human stories, there's so many giant movies with so many effects and all kinds of stuff, it's hard to actually truly connect and relate to it. But, you know, it's nice when the little indies come out that are more, you know, about the human story and the human connections in life. And that's what this is, the space between. Yeah.
Definitely. Now, are there any other things that you plan on working on, or any other things that you want to do in the near future?
Yeah, right now I'm in the process of my third draft of my second feature film. It's called Breaking Emma. It was called My Heart Is in My Head, and that name, Breaking Emma, may evolve and change again. But it's loosely based off of my experience of when I left Hollywood and moved my life to Montreal. It's about an actress who's sort of going through the same situation that I went through at that time, and sort of letting go of wanting to be famous and letting go of a bunch of stuff that was sort of spinning her out. She's turning 35 and begins to panic that she hasn't had children yet. And, you know, it's not about me, but it's loosely based off of the experiences and the stuff that I went through.
Definitely. Now, I wanted to ask you, for up-and-coming actors and actresses and even producers and directors, who want to have longevity in a business, because I think that's really important to any actor or any up-and-coming actor or actress, is to be able to say they've been in the business for a long time and have so much success. To be able to do that, advice for an up-and-coming actor, actress, director, what advice would you give them to be able to be successful in this business?
You know, my advice always has been to myself at that time when I was just first starting out, all the way until now, that I would give advice of people who are trying to jump in, is to focus on the craft and focus on lessons and focus on, you know, just getting good at what you do and finding your way through that way. And I always think that the business will find you if you're truly focused on the craft of what you're doing. I just remember in the 90s when I was, you know, starting out and doing Power Rangers and then transitioning into doing Felicity and a bunch of other series, I had friends around me who weren't going about it that way, and they were so focused on getting an agent and so focused on the business aspect of the industry and not focused on their craft that they never worked. They never got anywhere because I don't know. I just think that stuff comes with the talent and with timing and with it all just sort of has to work and what as one. But if you're only focused on getting an agent, it's just not going to happen. It's the way the universe works. And nowadays, it's interesting to see with the internet and the Instagram stars and like it's
Absolutely.
A different world now.
Absolutely.
People get famous now for I don't know what they're doing. Who are these
people? I agree.
What are they doing?
And I don't know. Social media is such a big powerhouse when it comes to fame and success now. So I'm with you. I'm trying to figure it out myself.
I don't know. Is that fulfilling? What are you? You're famous because you make funny faces on Instagram and like maybe that's fulfilling. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to advise how to do that either. So.
Yeah, it's definitely insane. Now I got a couple of questions from some of your fans who emailed us and wanted to ask you a couple of questions. The first question is from a Jordan in Missouri. He wanted to know what was the most heartfelt thing a fan has ever told you.
Oh, my gosh. In doing those 5 Comic-Cons last year, I met more amazing, vulnerable, beautiful people in those 5 experiences with these stories that some of them completely heartbreaking and some of them inspiring. And I don't know. It was very humbling to have, you know, people of all walks of life that have gone through stuff I can't even imagine going through. And coming to me and saying, thank you for, you know, being my hero, helping me through this time. And it's just, it makes me want to cry right now. Like, I can't even imagine half of the stuff that I've seen that these people have gone through. And that's very humbling, and that means a lot to me, that me not even knowing when I was 21 years old that I was inspiring and helping other people. That's a real gift. To have done that, and it wasn't even my intention that I set out with. It's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. The next question, the last question is from a Gary Collins in Michigan. He wanted to know, like almost everybody else, did you used to watch Pee Wee's Playhouse every Saturday morning?
That was the late 90s, no? When was Pee Wee's Playhouse? I remember it, but I think I wasn't I a teenager? Like, I don't think I was watching it like as the kids did, because I wasn't a kid. Was it '80s or '90s? Do you know? Do you remember?
I want to say it was late '80s, early '90s. I think it was.
Yeah, I think I was too old. I remember watching it. I remember my cousin Steven could do his voice perfectly. I remember finding it funny. I remember the movie Pee Wee's Playhouse. My favorite part is when he comes out of the bar and he gets on his bike or his motorcycle and he drives into the sign down the road. That's really funny.
Definitely.
That was my favorite
definitely.
Part. But anyway, yeah.
Well, I wanted to, the last thing I wanted to know was, DC and Marvel are huge, you know, right now. Filmmaking concerned, you know, they're making some incredible movies. Now, if they were to approach you, would you want to be a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe or the DC Cinematic Universe?
Hell yeah, why wouldn't I?
If there was a character,
make my little indie heartfelt movies, but I absolutely 100%.
If there was a character, what character would you like to play? What type of superhero would you like to play?
Oh, you know what? I've never like been truly into comics and all that stuff, so I wouldn't even know. I don't know. You tell me. Who could you see me as? Remember, I'm 46.
Well, you definitely don't look it. Let me say, I think there's a lot of amazing. I'm a big DC guy myself, so I think there's a lot of amazing DC female lead characters. I think you would be great in it. So I'm saying it to DC right now. You know, if you guys are looking for someone to play a fantastic character from DC from DC Comics, definitely talk to Amy. She would be perfect for it. Absolutely.
Thank you. I love that.
Well, I just wanna say thank you. Now if any of the fans, you know, that are listening wanted to talk to you or contact you over social media, where would they be able to find you?
So on Facebook I am under A to the double J, all spelled out. So A T O double J. Not 2 J's, but double, anyway. And then that's the same for Instagram, A to the double J. And then on Twitter, I'm _ Amy Jo Johnson. And then I have my website, amyjojohnson.com, and then, of course, the website for my film, The Space Between, is thespacebetweenfeaturefilm.com. And right now, we're in the middle of a contest. I just want to say really quick, if anybody, we're bringing the film, to the U.S., the last 2 weeks in August, and right now I'm looking for super hosts, we're calling it, the super host contest, and so all you have to do is make a little pitch video, 30 seconds long, 1 minute long, however long, and just go to the spacebetweenfeaturefilm.com, it'll tell you how to apply, and me and Jessica, my producing partner, we're going to choose about 8 to 10 cities, or small, even small, tiny little towns with one little theater to go. And we're going road tripping this summer for 2 weeks. I'm getting in a car or drive, flying, whatever. We're going to come and have and host screenings all over the States. How fun is that, though, right?
That sounds great. And I really do hope you guys make it to Arizona. I would definitely love to come see that.
Yeah. Which city are you in?
Actually, I'm in Buckeye, Arizona. But probably about 15, 20 minutes away from Phoenix.
Cool. Sounds good. We're coming to Buckeye.
Well, definitely. First of all, I want to say thank you. It's definitely a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show with us. I always like to say this to our guests. You know, you come on as a guest and you leave as a family member. So definitely a family member with us now, and we're going to keep on supporting you and everything that you're doing. And I definitely can't wait. I definitely can't wait to see your film. It sounds like it's going to be a great film. I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you so much. This has been an awesome interview, and I really apologize for being 11 minutes late.
Oh,
I'm
no,
sorry.
It's okay. This is real radio.
I was in a meeting, and then I was running out. Okay.
We love and support you, so we don't mind that.
Awesome, thank you. But let's keep in touch, and we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Have a blessed day, and thank you so much for joining.
Thank you. Bye.
Our radio network, the late day show right here with D. Slate. That was the one and only, the lovely Miss Amy Jo Johnson. Joining us on the Late Day Show. If you don't know Amy, definitely look her up. Amy Jo Johnson. She was the original Pink Ranger from the original hit TV series Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and she's doing a lot of great directorial and writer's debut things that she's doing right now, and she's working on. Definitely go to her website. For more information, she has her film. That's coming out, really soon, and she's going to be hitting some of your cities, in the summertime, come late August. So she's going to be coming to your city. So definitely make sure you guys go out and support her, and as we will do the same. And definitely big shout out, for her joining us tonight. It was definitely a great pleasure, man. I really enjoyed talking with her, and it's always great. To have great conversations, especially with some of the cast from some of the Power Rangers shows. We've always had some really great interviews with them. Again, big shout out to Karen Ashley and Nakia Burris, and we're going to have an opportunity to talk to Walter Jones this coming Tuesday. So I love it. I really do appreciate it. So definitely make sure you guys support that and support Amy. And she's got some great things that she's working on and some great things that she's doing. And Amy, we really look forward to your new film and any other films and projects that you'll be working on in the future. So definitely appreciate you for joining us. We got more hits on the Late Day Show. Please don't go anywhere. I got some BJ the Chicago Kids and Keith Sweat. It's going down. Don't go nowhere. We'll be back.
This is a woman's world. This is a woman's world. Woman's world.
than a house made of gold. Rareness and beauty, just a few qualities. Stand on your own two feet, always proud to be. Strength when I'm weak, baby. Truth is, God knew what they was doing. This is a woman. Tell me who can give life to a baby boy and turn him into a man. Hey, true rareness and beauty, just a few qualities. Stand on your own two feet, always proud to be. Strength when I'm weak, baby, weak, baby. God knew what he was doing. This is a woman.
Loving each other all the day long.
It feels so
when we're loving each other, baby. Loving each other all day long. Oh, feels so good when we're holding each other, baby. All the night long. Oh, yeah. I'm feeling good.
I found myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight, and you pulled me close. Split second and you disappeared, and then I was all alone. I woke up in tears with you by my side. Breath of relief, and I realized no.
No. got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop.
Network, D Slate, The Late Day Show, playing all the hits. Justin Timberlake with Can't Stop the Feeling. Want to say thank you guys once again for hanging out with us and joining us on another lovely, lovely show, The Late Day Show with D Slate. I want to say thank you, a big shout out to our sister Amy Jo Johnson for joining us on the show today. And for more information, and if you want to know about Amy's new film, The Space Between, all you have to do is go to her website, amyjojohnson.com, for all the information about The Space Between. It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic film, and they will be, you know, doing some touring in August, you know, like she stated, you know, and showcasing the film and in different states and cities. So if she's coming to your city, definitely make sure you guys go support and go check it out. Because if she comes here, that's exactly what we're going to do, is to go see her and support the film, The Space Between. So definitely make sure you guys go to the website to get more information. And again, man, thank you guys so much for joining us. I know you guys are like, man, D-Slate, why did you stop the music, man? I was getting my dance on. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to stop that. I didn't mean to stop your rhythm, but it's okay because I got a little something for you guys to end off, you know, the show. If you want to keep on dancing, and definitely make sure you guys check us out on Tuesday for the Tuesday spot. Former Power Ranger and fantastic actor Walter Jones is going to be joining us on the Tuesday spot. Yes, the original Black Ranger himself is going to be joining us. We got a great show coming up for that particular day. So definitely make sure you guys keep your ears and eyes out for any future shows. We got some great shows coming up for you guys to tune in and listen to. Right now, I want to say thank you. Big shout out to all the listeners, all our fans. Again, thank you, Amy Jo Johnson, for joining us today. And I'm going to end it off for you guys with a little Marian Hill Down. Be safe. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Didn't even really want to go, but if you get me out, you get a show. There's so many bodies on the floor, so baby, we should go and add some more. Are you down, did it down, did it down, did it down, down, down? Down, did it down, did it down, did it down, down, down. Everywhere I look are people's hands, thrown up in the air to help them dance. Come on, baby, catch me if you can. I know you don't have any other plans. Are you down, did it down, did it down? Down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down.
Are you down? 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 Are you